Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's the 7th day of April, and I want to, if I need to apologize, I wanted the Looney Tunes, but Noel made an executive decision, and I just hope that he isn't sick of hearing this over the years, but we just wanted to give him a proper intro as we welcome in former Brave, a friend of the show, and haven't talked to you in a while, but we always look forward to bringing you on the show, Ralph Garr. Last time I saw Mr. Ralph,
yes, sir.
Mr. Ralph was at a fantasy camp.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
But he's been in town since then. You were in town not too long ago for the annual game with Florida A&M and Grambling, right?
Yeah, the Ralph Garr Bill Lucas Classic here that the Braves sponsor. The Braves have been wonderful in promoting baseball among HBCUs. And so they do a lot of good things. And they've been at it for the last 4 years. And that's a good thing.
Ralph, how often do you get a chance to do what we're doing today, meaning talk about your time on the Braves with Hank Aaron and this special home run that he hit?
Well, it's history, and everybody think about it, and everybody talk about it, and I was there when it happened, so I just thank God for being a part of it. Hank Aaron's blueprint is all over the Braves organization. If I'm not mistaken, I think Hank Aaron gave Brian Snitker his job. He gave me my job. So Hank is still, Blue Prince is still on the Brave organization in every way. And it's wonderful. And Mr. Anthopoulos and Mr. Schilling and Mr. McGurk and the Brave organization do a wonderful job at promoting all of Hank Aaron's successes in baseball. And as you know, Henry was a marvelous ball player, and even a better human being.
Yeah, folks, we are pleased to be spending some time with someone who was there April 8, 1974, when history was made at Atlanta Stadium here in town, and Ralph Garr, number 48, was there on the field. What do you recall from the time leading up to that night? I know that the commissioner demanded that Hank play in Cincinnati, and a lot of people thought that maybe he would sit those games out to make sure that he would break the record here in Atlanta. But what was it like for you as a teammate, those days, because it was early in the season, leading up to this magical night in Atlanta?
Well, everybody looked like everybody wanted to be a big hoo-ah. Hank Aaron wasn't a big hoo-ah guy. He lived his life the way he played the game. You know what I'm saying? He was serious about the game of baseball. And when he come to the ballpark, he was serious about being a teammate. He wasn't out there trying to shine all the light on himself or breaking Babe Ruth records. Records are made to be broken. We had to thank God that he was able to do it. But he didn't bring no drama in the clubhouse. I'm going to break Babe Ruth's record today, do this. He didn't do none of that. He just came in, got himself ready like he always do, and went out there and broke the record like he said. That night he's going to try to get it over so we can go try to win as many games as we can for the Braves. He'll about win a game for the Atlanta Braves organization.
That was fantastic, fantastic that night. You on the field, and once he hits it, are you one of the first people there at home plate, if I remember correctly? You guys kind of lifted him up when he did you plan to do that? What did you, you know, I'm sure you had thought of a lot of things you wanted to do, but then the moment actually came, right?
No, I didn't do no whole lot of things. Everybody was happy. Every player on the team felt the same way I did. Hank had some wonderful teammates. Henry was a great teammate. So all the guys were very happy that he was getting a chance to break the record. And when he broke it, everybody just was overjoyed and happy. So they all ran up there and hugged him and everything. And that was wonderful. And so it wasn't really, it was a special happening, but Henry Evans broke the record, and like I said, Dusty and every player on the team, Nico and all Tom Howe, all the wonderful guys were very happy that he had broke the record, and they were just as happy as I was.
Again, Ralph Garr joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yeah, Sam, to the point that Ralph was talking about, Hank wasn't about promotion and all of that stuff. I always remember him saying, when he talked about his contemporaries, and he would say very calmly, he said, I could do the same thing Willie Mays did. I just did it without my hat flying off. You know, he just wasn't about fancy stuff. But one of the things I wanted to ask you, Ralph, was you talk about the other teammates and how you guys all felt about him. But was there something a little extra with the manager? Your manager played with Hank when he first got in the league, Eddie Matthews, and what that relationship was like. And I'm sure he was very protective of people coming up to Hank on a regular basis.
Well, you know, Eddie Matthews was known as a great ball player and everything. And, you know, he didn't play. Eddie Matthews, you know, he was known as a physical-type ball player, too. He wasn't known as a good baseball player. He would fight, too. So, you know, Eddie Matthews was Hank's teammate, and they were very good friends. And, you know, he was very protective of Hank, too. So nobody didn't really bother Hank with Eddie Matthews around because he didn't play none of that. He was a marvelous teammate, too. So they were on the same team, and you know that Eddie was going to look out for him as much as he could. And so him and Hank had a good understanding, and it was good for that situation at that time.
Yeah. Thoughts about the attention that it and what it brought for the city of Atlanta. It was big for him and big for the Braves as a team and an organization. But it's 1974 in Atlanta, Georgia. Talk about what it brought for the city.
It brought everything to Atlanta. As you know, I think the Braves moved to Atlanta in 1966.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was drafted out of Grambling State University in 1967. So I was sort of one of the foundation as far as the Braves organization here in Atlanta. And then for me to have signed a contract with the Atlanta Braves and Hank Aaron on the team, oh, I thank God I was fighting hard because I wanted to try to get to the major league and play with Henry Aaron. And thank God I did. And as you know, it's all history now. And I was able to play and do good and able to get to the big league and play with Henry Aaron and even room with him. And Dusty Baker and I were just, it's no way to explain how good he was to all of us and Dale Evan and all the wonderful players on the team. He treated everybody the same every day, and he would help anybody at any time. And like I said, I just keep saying it over and over, he was a marvelous teammate and a great human being.
Ralph, is there something, whether it was personal or on the field, that you just cherish that Hank gave you?
Well, when I first got to the Major League, well, Hank, you know, he sit down and talk to me. He said, well, son, I'm going to tell you this here. Whatever you was doing when they signed you and that's what got you here, he said, that's what's going to keep you here. He said, now, let me tell you this is one thing I want to say. Now, you work on your weaknesses, but don't mess around and weaken your strength by fooling with your weaknesses. Stay strong in your strength and work poison on your weaknesses, and you'll get better every day. And then he led by example. He didn't have to tell you nothing there. You just watched the way he went by playing the game of baseball, and you would really learn. Dustin and I used to sit on the bench side by side and watch him play the game of baseball. And Henry, and I don't want to try to blow it up much, but he could play a whole year just about and never make a mistake. He never did throw to the wrong base, run to the wrong base, miss the cutoff man, pop up to the catch. He didn't do none of the average thing that people do. He didn't make a whole lot of unnecessary mistakes on the field. Everything he did was try to help put his team in a good position to win the ball game.
Ralph Gard joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sir, I have given you credit for a story that I have told over the air for years and years and years, ever since I met you at one of the Braves fantasy camps. And you sat down with a couple of us and you told the story about when you guys were playing early on in your career, and there was a young player, didn't mention the name, but there was a young player mouthing off in the locker room. Everybody was in the locker room, didn't know if it was post-game or pre-game, but doesn't matter. A young guy was running his mouth and acting all a fool in the locker room. And you told this story about how Hank didn't really talk when he was in the locker room. He just got himself prepared for the game. But this kid was driving everybody crazy. And he said in a very calm voice, Hank Aaron, that is, as you told this story, young man. He said, when Hank Aaron said, young man, the whole locker room got quiet. And you said that Hank said to this kid, young man, you know, the only thing worse than being wrong is being loud and wrong. I have never forgotten that, and I have told that story, giving you credit for it, but putting it on Hank Aaron. What was it like? Go ahead.
That's true, though. He said, ain't nothing like being loud and wrong. Yes.
What does it mean to come back to town tomorrow, really this evening, and tomorrow will be a time of celebration, a time of reflecting. You're going to see old teams.
Well, really, I came here on Friday, and these Atlanta Braves is making you feel proud the way they fought back in the last two games. I came in there Friday. They were down. They come back and win. And then they came back Saturday. They were down, and they came back and win. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, Karen, these kids really enjoy being a part of the Atlanta Braves organization. And for Hank Aaron to have done what he did, these Atlanta Braves work hard and let them know how much they appreciate the work that Hank Aaron did in the Braves organization and setting the foundation for them to come here and play baseball. And it's just a wonderful feeling to sit there and watch them do that. And I'm looking forward to them winning another game today.
We're looking forward to seeing them doing too. Boy, they came back last night. That was...
That
was amazing. You're going to be a part of a number of things at the Atlanta History Center tomorrow. They're going to unveil an exhibit there in honor of Mr. Aaron, More Than Brave. Are you going to be on hand for that? And I think there are a number of events tomorrow and the baseball game tomorrow night. Your thoughts about getting a chance to be a part of these ceremonies and these events that mark this occasion?
Well, like I tell Hank Aaron, I tell him all the time, I told Hank, while they was watching you, I was able to win the National League batting title. You always looking out for me. And he's up in heaven right now and still looking out for me. Like I said, I think he gave me my job and Brian Snicker, and we're still here with the Braves organization. And that's what I'm telling you about Mr. Anthopoulos and Mr. Schilling and Mr. McGurk and the Atlanta Braves organization, how good they are about promoting Henry Aaron's success as the Braves all in the Braves organization and all the things that they do. Like I said, too, they promoted, and Bill Lucas was the first black general manager, mm-hmm. and that's what they had to wrap up, Bill Lucas Classics for HBCU. You can't say enough about what the Braves do to promote all those wonderful things. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one thing I want to ask you, though, they've shortened up the base paths and got those big bases that make most of them. Do you ever look at that and say, boy, if they had done that for me? What do you think about those base paths and those big bases right now?
I just thank God for all the things it's due. Baseball has changed a little bit the way they do things, mm-hmm. but baseball is still baseball. Yeah. It takes a good, strong, good baseball player to play the game of base. They, no matter what they say or do, you're going to have to be able to hit, run, and throw, and pitch in order to win. And things hadn't changed for that. And I don't really, people ask me a whole lot of say, would you like to be playing ball now? No, I wouldn't take nothing for the experience of playing with Henry Aaron mm-hmm. and watching Henry Aaron and Pete Rose and Dick Allen and Willie Mays
yeah.
and all those guys, Billy Williams, watching all those guys play baseball. I wouldn't take nothing for my experience of playing baseball and watching them play. And I'm glad to be a part of that. And I'm not jealous of anything in more than baseball. I'm just proud to be a part of it.
I love this man even more now. He just brought up Sweet Swinging Billy Williams. Man, number 20, number 26.
And well, if you look back, I think it was 1972, he won the batting title.
Yes, he did.
And
mm-hmm.
Dusty Baker was, I was second and he was third. So all three of us, Billy Williams, Ralph Gordon, Dusty Baker, look up 1972 batting champion.
We'll do, sir.
We'll do it.
God bless you, Ralph Gar.
We thank you for spending some time with us. Always great to have you in the city. Enjoy the celebrations. And let's get that third win today over Arizona.
Yes, sir.
Let's get that win today.
We thank y'all so much for y'all work, and thank you for having me on. And y'all have a wonderful day, and God bless. Thanks.
All right. Same to you. Same
Ralph
to you.
Gar.
There you go.
Just make you smile.
Yeah, man.
Be around. Oh, man.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.